Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Look, I might find things amusing today, but I have to say to you guys, I might have to verbally say, oh, that's funny, because when I smile, it hurts. Let me explain.
What's happened?
This is your mate. Your mate's done this to me, Peter.
What's happened?
Don't say what's happened. Look at his face. Dr. Bill, he's at Skin Alert, and he said, I'm going to get you ready for the wedding. He's at Paradise Point. I went, all right. And so his beautiful nurse, Fiona, went, I'm going to put some chemicals in your face, and we're just going to take a few layers off. And I went, yeah, righto.
A few layers
off?
What do you mean? What gets you to a stage where you sit there and go, you know what, I want to put chemicals on my face because I want to lose layers?
Well, because when you get older, there's heaps of layers of skin that you just, doesn't matter what you do, you know, the moisture doesn't soak in and it's just dead skin on your face.
But don't you need skin on your face?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Obviously, this is done properly, you know, under medical supervision.
Well, can you take too many layers off? Like, I don't know. Like, how many layers of skin have we got? Do they grow back? I don't know. This is what I'm asking.
Yeah, skin always grows back. It regenerates. But, you know, this just makes it all nice and fresh. So for the wedding coming up, I'll have nice, fresh skin, which is lovely. I'm not sticking needles in my face or anything. It was only five layers of some kind of acid.
Five layers?
And what's happened is it started to peel badly. So trying to explain it, it's like concrete drying on your face. So it's like a render. And it's so tight, it hurts to smile, and it's starting to crack. Now, Peter, I know that you've got our lovely technician, Marco, in here, and you just told him to position the camera, because you're in Canada, further away from me so you don't have to look at me. I'm not that hideous.
Well, it looks like you should be having a shave with a potato peeler at the moment.
Well, this is it. You can't peel it off. And no, it's a fair call.
It's coming off. It's peeling off. It's actually, you know, like your movies of, now don't get me wrong, I'm probably going to the extreme.
Oh, here we go. That's a great way to start the conversation. Yeah.
Have you heard of the movie Freddy Krueger? As I said, to the extreme, but that's what's happening. Your face is starting to peel away.
Yeah, it is. All the dirty stuff's coming off, but you can't peel it because then it could scar because it's quite thick layers, right? So as it's peeling, I've got sheets hanging from my face. Now, let me tell you about a first world problem last night. I ate a burger and I cracked the skin in a circle from my nose to my chin. That was excellent. I didn't care. I was hoping the oil from the burger would just like kind of drip on it. But it's itchy. It's horrible. But you know what? Jamie's so in love, my partner. How beautiful is he, right? All weekend, trying not to smile, trying not to crack up. He's like, oh, no, it's really working. Oh, it's amazing. Oh, wow, you're like a snake. Oh, transformation, new
like
you.
Like a snake.
Oh, you're shedding. Oh, the butterfly's coming out of the chrysalis. Like, he's trying everything. Guess what he did this morning for me? Seriously, it doesn't get better than this. He woke up. I didn't ask him. He woke up and he goes, hun, let me help you out. And he got a pair of scissors and cut the excess off.
You're not serious.
Yeah.
I think, was that for his benefit or for yours?
Isn't that love?
Oh, that's what
one flesh.
Love more than that.
One flesh, they say. One flesh, so there we are. Isn't that amazing?
There's one flesh peeling off your chin there,
mate. There's a lot. Do you want to have a go?
No.
Do you want to feel it?
I wouldn't want to take that off, Jamie.
You sure? No, he did. Just on the side, just to get the sheety bits off. Isn't that beautiful?
I remember the first thing you said to Jamie, that he actually needs to go to Specsavers. Remember that? Because you reckon...
I do.
He never went.
He never went, and I never will let him.